the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
You have to take a calming breath. We have to slow down.
Word.
You know, because stuff is going on and it's, you know, it's awful, but there's some good stuff going on in Wyoming, Brains, okay? And just popped in. Wyoming, of all places, is where I found a jewel that is really teaching us about accelerated consciousness. How do we get to that next level? How do we get to that next phase? You know, because we're still in the dark. But Ambujam Rural, let me do that again.
Let me know when you're ready and then I'll, do you want me to hold this up or no?
Yeah, when I hold it up, you'll hold it up. Okay.
Okay. So,
let me start again.
Oops, let me get that out of the, okay.
I like to get my, all right. Here we go. Well, hello, Brains, and welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney. This is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Look who we have, all the way from Wyoming, Ambujam Rose. She's beautiful, and she is just budding. She's going to talk to us today about accelerated consciousness and awareness and awakening. How are we going to get into this space? Because we're in a dark place right now, Brains. Yes, I know. I am the internal optimist. But you know what? I know when things aren't right either. And things aren't right now. So we have great facilitators, great coaches, great groups that are really trying to help us get to that level. Because see, they've already been on that frequency, you know, so they know what it is. And I'm so happy to have her here. How are you?
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I'm super good.
Have you?
How are you?
You're on the edge. Where's your postcard?
Boom.
Boom. Look at that. She's here. Okay. We're going to talk about some good stuff. You know, some
yeah.
relaxing, easy going, love awakening, soul centering, accelerate your awakening. What does that mean?
So I'm going to talk about it and my journey kind of at the same time with my clients. So
roll with it.
All right. So I'm going to start presently and then work my way back.
All right.
A little bit. I guess I'll start a little bit in the middle. In about 2010, my clients started waking up. And this light in them is what it looked like to me. This core light started coming out. And I was like, what the heck is that? And it knew exactly what to do with the person. It knew where they were at on the path and it knew what they needed for release, for healing, embodying themselves, understanding themselves. And this light in a session, because it happened in a session, started doing all these things at once. And I was like, what's going on? Because normally I'm facilitating that with the person's being, but now this light was doing everything. So long story short, I learned that that light is our awakening that's happening within all of us now. Whether we're aware of it or not aware of it, it's happening. It's coming out. So I had to learn a whole new way of working with people because, which I'll talk about my journey in a minute, but not only are we awakening, it totally changes how we approach healing and issues. Because this light of who we are is not our issues, right? And yet we still have all our issues, right? So I had to learn a whole new way of working with people to help them understand, because this light started purifying everything that wasn't that light and reconciling soul history and choices and all of these things 24 hours a day. And my clients are like, what the heck is going on with me? And I'm like, oh, your light is eating everything, you know? So at that point, I was working on with people one-on-one. Spirit, the team who works with me, comes in and they're like, we got to get a quicker way to help people heal and embody themselves. So they brought in this group power healing, which is what I do now. And the whole premise of group power healing is to help all of this stuff that's around your light clear super, 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 super fast. Partner with your light, which is what I call your super consciousness, which I'll talk about, because this light in you knows what's ready to release very, very, very quickly. And it has, we could say, you know, it's the divine intelligence within you, the truth within you, knows what's ready to release quick, 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 without having it take a really long time. And it does it like that. It's just super fast. So it's able to realize the root causes of issues, your soul history, why you've experienced what you've experienced, relationship dynamics, how you feel about yourself. And that light within you is able to go to all of these, you could say, where you exist multidimensionally to help these parts of you awaken.
Wow.
And release very fast, because that's just the truth of who we are. We're able to like kick butt fast, right?
Well, you know, and I get the expediency of it. I get the urgency of it. However, a lot of people, it can be a daunting task because they're not really exactly ready for the awakening. And like you said, you were wondering yourself, where is this light radiating from? What is the purpose? What is the meaning? Go back a little bit and tell us about your story.
So ever since I was like 2 years old, I would see life as a big fat mall with all of these floors that are endless. And then our human floor here, and then floors to the side and floors below. And here we are like on Earth. And I saw how all of us are living these multidimensional floors of the mall, let's say. And that when I make a choice here, it affects all of me. And when parts of me make a choice there, it affects me here.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought everybody saw that. And what was interesting is it only happened in my room when I was alone. And then I would leave my room as a kid and I wouldn't see that. So when I was about 5 years old, we were having a family party and I was playing with spirit, as I call it, in my room and playing with them all, learning all this stuff about us and our emotions and being human and our soul, like all this stuff. And the people started to arrive for the party. So I was called away from my room, which always made me sad. I had to leave them all. And I went outside and all the adults were there. And I'm only like 5 years old. So I was at everybody's knees. Okay.
Right.
And suddenly it was like my uncle is where it first happened. This image, I called it like a cloud because I had to give it some sort of way to describe it. This big, huge, endless cloud showed up above my uncle. And it had all of these significant lifetimes that his soul had lived that it wasn't complete or reconciled or stuff that wasn't healed yet or understood, and how those lifetimes were directly affecting his present life. And I was shown if he could just heal this or be aware of this, what's happening here, boom, change. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
And that's the long story short, that's how it started. And then when I got to high school, I hadn't said anything up to high school because I thought everybody just saw what I saw. And that when we're all hanging out, my parts are talking to your parts and they're having like this discussion about how to help each other. And then when I got to high school and I started saying it out loud, that's when I realized, okay, nope, nobody else sees this stuff. So I shut it down. I totally forgot I shut it down. And then I moved to San Francisco when I was 26 years old. And for those of you who are familiar with San Francisco, I'm walking down Market Street to Embarcadero.
Right.
Because I was waitressing over there. I turn the corner to Embarcadero and all of a sudden I expand into like this endless energy. And I felt the bay, the water was part of me. The rocks were part of me. The sidewalk was part of me. And I'm like, what is going on? And I'm like vibrating like crazy. And I'm like making my way to the restaurant because I can barely walk. And I walk up the stairs and this person is walking out that I work with. And he's like, oh, good morning. I'm like, hey. And
right.
This part of him pops out and he goes, I went on a date last night and she reminded me of my mother. And I'll never see her again. And that part of me started to show me all of these issues with his mom and how he could heal them. And I'm like, what is happening? So during waitressing that day, I am getting downloaded like crazy. And I went home. I don't even know how I made it home, but I went home and my roommate was home and I felt this urge. I'm like, I want to do a reading, even though I had no idea what that meant. I'm like, I want to do what's been happening to me all day on purpose. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know how. And I found a way. And then long story short of this whole reading, I kept hearing, tell him his dad needs him. Tell him his dad needs him. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, your dad needs you. And he got really upset. And he said, why would you say that? And I said, I don't know. I'm really feeling like I need to tell your dad needs you. He said, well, I haven't seen my dad in like 15 years because he left my mom and I, and I haven't talked to him since. And then all of a sudden, these deep feelings started coming out of my roommate that it's all his fault. His dad left. And I started to see the reason why his dad left was because he thought he was doing the family a favor. He wasn't ready to be a dad. Big, huge thing. The next morning I wake up and I'm like, how do I know stuff?
Right.
Like that must've been a fluke, you know? And I walked back into waitressing, boom, happens again, all this information. I get home and my roommate is bawling his eyes out in a way that I've never seen anyone cry before. And he like walks up to me and his eyes are just like full of gratitude, but crying all at the same time. And he said, do you remember you told me my dad needed me? And I said, yeah. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, I screwed him up.
No, you
he's crying, him. Right? He's right. Upset. Uh-oh, I said you something, you know, bad.
You screwed him in, you know? Yeah, I mean, well, you turned up the circuitry. You turned up his light switch. And that's so important. And it is, it's riveting. So when you get these downloads from individuals and from people, are they just random? Are these, you know, I know that you can channel it when you're working with them, but also can you pick up these vibes just from random people?
Sorry, can I just finish my story with my roommate?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So when he said, do you remember you told me my dad needed me? And I said, yes. And he said, I called my mom today and I found his phone number and I called him. I was like, you did? And he said, yes, he was so happy to hear from me. And he thought he was doing me a favor by staying away because he didn't want to screw me up. And we're going to have lunch tomorrow and start a relationship. And I was like, what the bleepity bleep bleep is happening to me? And that's when I knew, I'm like, this is what I'm here to do. And these beings, spirit came in and they said, this is what you're here to do. You're here to help people understand the roots of their issues and how to heal them like that. So that was all happening with people until all of this awakening started happening. And then the group power healing came in to basically do it as a group. We just do super fast. So that's how it started. And your question was, what was your question?
Hold on. Cause I'm going to edit that. I'm going to edit my interjection out and merge them together. So let's, all right. So now we will take it to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So that is a fantabulous opportunity that you have to be a facilitator of energy work and messaging. It takes
a lot. Very humbling.
Show me a little bit about how it works.
Okay. So I have my trusty little whiteboard here. And let me know if when I draw, if you can't see it. Okay. So I'm going to describe how group power healing works. And I'm going to describe first awakening in a super simple to me, anyway, when I had my awakening like 14 years ago or something, this image immediately came to me and I was like, brilliant, must share. So this is source or creation. You know, we all have different names for it, right? And, you know, it's source, right? In order to experience itself, because it's just one with itself, it had to take a form and incarnate. And this is me and you, okay?
Right. You know, so I thought you were my friend. I didn't expect for you to draw my figure for everyone.
There it is. Out in the open. Okay, that's us. Okay. So this no color is source, right?
Okay.
Source. So far, this being remembers, or it just knows who it is. Okay. Then it starts to have experiences, choices, It has a choice of what it wants to experience. And Source goes, okay, whatever you want. I will support that. So this being starts to live lifetimes, and it starts to have emotions and thoughts, right? More emotions. And so far, it's still knowing who it is. It knows I'm still this, but I'm also experiencing these things because this is what I chose to experience. We could say this is what it chose to experience. And so it's here, right? Experiencing.
Right.
The more lifetimes it has, the more and more and more emotions and thoughts and behaviors and all of these things start to fill up this being. And then it has, you know, green relationships, we could say, green jobs. Everything starts to become green because this being now is looking through green. And at some point, this being, we could say it turns its awareness away from here, and it starts to pay attention to all of this green, and it starts to say, I'm now green. It forgets because it's totally paying attention. And it's like, we could say the white is behind it, the no color is behind it, but it's like, I'm green. And more and more and more lifetimes, it completely identifies with I'm green. Okay. And it totally forgets. Then one day, awakening happens. Okay. The source in the heart center, boom, comes through. Did this being do anything to deserve that? Nope. Is it because of what this being did or didn't do? Nope. It's time for awakening to happen here, this being, okay? The source of who and what it really is starts to come through, and it starts to purify and reconcile all of this experience, basically, until this is what we're all going through now, is this awakening, the embodiment of who and what we really are. All of this green starts to get purified, released, healed, completed. And then the relationships change, the jobs change, everything starts to change to meet, you know, the truth of who we are. So that's my simple description. Like, we're all waking up now. It's pretty simple. Is it complicated and layered in our consciousness and minds and bodies? Oh yeah, right? Super challenging, because everything that's not this now has to shift to align with this and meet this. When this starts to happen, the person starts thinking they're losing their minds because they were completely identified with I'm green. And then all of a sudden this light comes through and they're like, what is going on? Their passions start changing. Something starts having more space between their thoughts and their feelings, but they don't know what this space is. It's very, very confusing. And for those of us who have been consciously awakening or even know what that word is, at least we've had labels for what's happening. Doesn't make it easier, right? But right. We understand. Okay, another layer releasing. But for you know, we could say most of humanity, this is happening to everybody, but they don't know what's happening. They think something's wrong, right? And they start to want to hang on to the green. Of course, super normal, right? So what group power healing does, and why spirit created group power healing, you know, if we put the green back, let's say, what group power healing does is it partners directly with source of who this person is, really is. And it quickly starts to do this for the person, wherever they're ready. And their mind doesn't know where they're ready, right? Their heart knows. I'm really ready. I want to wake up. I want to embody who I am. I am so invested in myself. I am so dedicated to my freedom. It doesn't mean they have answers. It doesn't mean anything, but they just want to be free. We want to self-realize who we are, right? So it's that person that is so engaged and dedicated. It doesn't mean they have to be a healer or whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters most is they want to. So they come to the session with, I just want to be free. I want to know myself. I want to self-empower myself. Mm-hmm. And so spirit partners with that deep, deep dedication. This is actually why I call it group power healing, because the power is within each person, because they want it so badly that that power is this curious, magical, accelerated energy that when we all meet, we could say, if I drew a whole bunch of us, and then it just amplifies this mm-hmm. desire to self-realize, that the group power healings come in and just release and release and release and release to help bring that true self forward.
Okay, so how is this done though? Is this done through meditation? Is this done through talk therapy? Is this done through group counseling? Is this done through LSD?
So, LSD. We the LSD.
Well, mushrooms, you know, they're making mushrooms. Really?
Yeah, we got to hand those out first.
Trying to get mushrooms. And I'm just trying to open it up to different modalities because, you know, people have talked about it. My parents were from the 60s and that LSD would take you on a trip and you would find, mm-hmm. you know, all kinds of cells, your past life,
I've heard,
your future life.
Yep, I've had friends tell me.
It's a trip.
Yeah,
that you take.
That they've done it too. And they've like, you know, had these experiences and
And I'm not trying to make light of it and I'm not trying to joke. I'm just saying that. How do you get to this state? Because it's got to be more than a want, you know, Amber Jam. If it was just as simple as a want, it would be, again, magical. Everyone could have it.
That's exactly it. Everyone can have it. How my gifts work is to partner with that want. Mm. And that's the collaboration right there. So like with my gifts as a kid, let's say, and everything and I would see, you know, the private sessions I've done to help people release their stuff, that happens in a group level. And so how it happens is we meet on Zoom audio, and I like to meet on audio so people don't get distracted by watching a video, so they can really just stay inside. The second the session starts, we are all held in this group, like container, that comes in from out there.
From source.
So from source. And it's different each session because of what the topics are. And that container is filled with all the spiritual material that we're going to need to help us release what the topics are for that session. So when the session starts, this group container comes in and just that alone and the person's desire for freedom, the true self comes forward. It's just part of the whole thing, how it works. It naturally and effortlessly just kind of comes forward. Mm. No matter what the resistances are happening with the person, no matter what their mind is doing, no matter what the emotions are doing, the group energy is like this sacred spiritual quickening space. It's like opening a room and we all go in together. And this room is filled, we could say, with spirit and everybody's teams. And the angels and the universe and God. And it's filled with all of this grace and love. And then once that happens, to me, the whole group, it's like I see individuals, but how the group then talks to me to tell me what we're going to release, because actually the group brings it, spirit brings the topic, but the being brings the details. So I see everybody like this one being. And the being starts talking to me and the being is like, this is what we're ready to release today. And this is how we're going to do it. And I'm like, okay, because I don't have any agenda. I don't have any idea. I just know spirit gives me the topic and then we meet. And it's this symphony of collaboration from your true self and my true self that's able to activate without effort. There's no effort except this desire. I just want to be here. I want to engage. I want to realize myself. I want to empower myself. That's enough. And it's not like a mental, oh, I want to just be healed, right? Because that's different than I want to be healed. I don't know how, but I want, right? It's like this deep engagement in ourselves. And so then
that's what you define as the super consciousness.
The super consciousness is in each person. We have all these aspects, we could say, of our true self, and each person has different ways that they work with spirit or God or the angels or themselves. It's like this multi-faceted consciousness almost like we could say like a diamond or a jewel. It has all these facets to it, mm-hmm. right? We all have these facets of our consciousness, and each facet is able to know how to heal ourselves quick. Mm. And my gifts and spirit in your teams, we could say activate that super consciousness in all of us. And it's that consciousness that brings me all the soul history to heal, reconcile, and purify and release the roots of issues like this fast, 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 fast.
And that the release fast, but is it long lasting?
Yes. So once the thing releases, it doesn't come back. Mm. And then the true self is more there. So like what people share with me foundationally, like if healing is interesting because when we're doing the healing, there's all these things to talk about and share and release, but foundationally what it leaves the person with is more of their true self. Mm. So what people have shared with me is they're more at peace. They feel their sense of self. They feel their sovereignty. Their relationships change without them doing, like without them trying to change the other person. They notice their relationships changing. Physical issues are releasing and ending. Long-standing core ways of like thinking about ourselves just go away. Because to me, like the true self is the foundational healer.
Right.
And so when we can clear this stuff, the true self is much more present in the person's energy system. It's already there, but it's like behind the green, we could say, right? It's behind our stuff. So once that stuff gets cleared, that person's truth is more here. And then that truth doesn't go away.
Right.
Our minds are still here, right?
And I say this with love, but self-actualization, have to say that slow, is not always pleasant.
Okay. No.
And so we're talking about, you know, peace and love and all these wonderful things, but sometimes there's a monster within that
That's
needs
right.
to be released. You know, yep. It's like cracking an egg. Sometimes you crack an egg and you get a double yolk.
Yep, exactly. Because all, like, even though we did the quick release, the person then we could say leaves the session and has to go through that process.
Right.
Of the clearing.
Right. But realizing and activating the person that they've just awakened. I mean, you can't have one set of realities. Well, some people do, but you can't have one set of realities and then all of a sudden you have this quick clearing and you'd be able to settle into that. So there's all
right.
the work that individuals exactly. would continue to do with you to really settle in with their new normal. Is that correct?
That's exactly it. So what we do as a group is we release that stuff. And like what you said, then this person has to then be in that process of settling into that new energy. And then they have to release, like you said, if there's any monsters that have to come out, they've got to come out now because now there's more space. Yeah. And so each group that like my job with people, like I use the analogy of a car wash. So you get your car there, you press superwash, you go in, everything we could say does it for you, right? But your desire to bring your car is what got you the car wash, right? Then you leave and then it's your job to keep the car clean, right? And right. deal with the dirt that will build up. And so in the group, spirit talks about, like they meet people exactly where they are in their path. And so there's a lot of guidance of how to embody what we've just released or how to navigate certain shifts and challenges. And my job is to help clean the car as right. fast as we can. And then, yeah, the person's job is that embodiment process of, we could say, spiritually maturing, taking 100% self-responsibility, learning how to work with themselves, wanting to work with themselves. Sometimes when this stuff gets cleared, I hear from a lot of people, they're like, I'm just different now. Mm-hmm. And then other stuff, and this is what's interesting about awakening, because you can't predict it. You can't predict what it's going to do, right? So sometimes they release the thing and then they're like, I'm just different now. I'm just here. And then other stuff is still here that person has to work with and reconcile. That's not just gone like that, right? So it's so interesting because each person is so specific of how we're all embodying ourselves and what that actually means. Like you said,
right?
It's
a lot. You know, it's like coloring in the white spaces. You see all these colors back here. It is a psychedelic trip. And, you know, you have to be, you have to be ready for that journey because again, you wake up one thing, you wake up as a turtle and the next day you're a frog.
And
I try to make it simple for my brain.
Well, it's true, right?
It's a transformation. Yeah, that's what people need to do. Tell my brains how you got your beautiful name.
Ambujam. So if you guys have heard of Ama, have you heard of Ama, April?
Yes.
Yeah, she gave me that name, gosh, like 18 years ago. Wow. And for those of you who don't know who Ama is, she's called many things, a guru, a teacher, spiritual teacher, God in a body. She embodies the mother, which is what Ama means. And she's from India and she's traveled the world for years and years and years, giving what she calls darshan, which is like a hug. You actually get physical hug from her. And you guys can go to ama.org.
A-M-M-A. Similar to a Mother Teresa, because that spirit, that spirit is resonating in her and exuding out of her pores.
Yeah.
Before we conclude, tell my brains, you know, just some words of encouragement, because everyone is so unsettled right now. Everyone is on edge. And I'll tell you, I'll be really, really righteous with you, Emma Bujam. They're not ready for it. They're still stuck, as my son would say, stuck on stupid. I mean that in a kind way. They are stuck on the ignorance that they have experienced for so many years. They have been poured into and lied to, and it's turned into a recipe for disaster. Now that there is this perfect pause, now that there is this deafening silence, this isolation, this fear, you know, of this unknown pandemic, you know, we're in a lunar vortex right now. Everything is shifting. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are dying. Give us some words of encouragement that we can take with us, or some words of advice that we can take with us just to resonate on every day and to draw on to say, hey, you know what? It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. What is Source saying to you?
So a couple things. Within all of you, there's the truth of who you are. We could say it's in your heart, right? A lot of people, when they go to tune in, they go to their heart. Some people go more to this kind of beingness. But in your heart of heart of heart of hearts is the truth of your life and of your path. And around all of that is the noise, inner noise and outer noise, right? And it's not bad and it's not right. It's just what it is, this noise. The spark in you, the truth in you, the light in you knows how to navigate your path presently. It will always know. It always knows. So my suggestion is to practice feeling how you feel. Like, don't ever fix how you feel. But acknowledging how you feel, no fixing. Just be exactly as you are. And when you feel ready, you just kind of like a feather. To me, it's like this image of like how a feather just drops until it just lands. Take your time until you can just bring your awareness through, we could say, the noise. It's like you're just kind of surrendering and resting. It's like you're resting through the noise. Don't have to fix it. Through the emotions, through the fears, until you feel like you can just land in this, your heart. And then take a moment and really get to know what this space feels like. Like, what does my heart space or the truth within me actually feel like for me? Because nobody can tell you who you are, right? We can talk about it with words. We can't tell you, right? So really get to know this space. And then when you feel ready, with whatever situation, relationship, finances, not feeling well, thoughts, whatever it is that is up in your space right now that's scary, ask the truth within. What is there to be done about this? What is this opportunity trying to show me? Because everything that's happening for us is very on purpose. It doesn't feel that way a lot of times, of course, because we're scared, right? We just want it to go away. But there's a reason why each person is experiencing what they're experiencing right now. And that's really hard for our minds to get because we just want it to stop and go away. But there's a reason.
Right.
And when we can start to tune in to that light in our hearts, that truth of who we are, and learn how to listen, what it feels like to listen, what it feels like versus our mind or our emotions,
right,
the truth in our heart, right? Because they're different frequencies. My husband is like, they're all notes on a piano. You know, the note of your mind has a certain sound and the note of your emotions have a certain sound and the note in your heart has a certain sound. Mm-hmm. And so for each of us to learn, oh, that's my mind freaking out or that's my emotions. But this is not where you go for guidance though, right?
Right.
You go to the truth of you and you just really ask and you take your time, because sometimes we can just go right in and get our guidance because we're not so attached to what's going on. Sometimes we go to go within and we're like,
right,
we're so attached and freaked out.
Right.
When you go to go within and you feel like you just can't do it and you're bumping up, stay with what you're bumping up against and just stay really still. Don't fix it. Okay. It's like a best friend. They just want to hug or they just want to listen. They want you to just listen.
Right. They just want you to connect. And that's so important that, you know, that we stay connected. We want to stay connected to you. You are absolutely a jewel. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you. They want to do some more work. They want to, you know, they really want to raise their consciousness and they want to awaken it.
So you guys, I have a free gift for you, which I'm pretty excited about.
Wow.
I want to offer you brains. Makes me laugh whenever you call me. I want to offer you brains one of my free group power sessions MP3 that I did. So go to umbajumhealing.com/brains, B-R-A-I-N-S.
I gotcha. Okay, so let me put it down because I'm gonna definitely put it in the notes.
Yeah, umbajumhealing.com/brains, and then you'll see it'll say click here to fill out this form for your free MP3, and then just follow that and you'll receive that free healing.
Well, you have really awakened me. You've made me think. You've made me be conscious. Again, you can't always fix things, brains. Sometimes you just got to sit with it and it will come to pass. Thank you so much for being here on The Edge with me and my brains.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You are absolutely awesome, Sauce. I love that smile. Okay.
Thank you, lady, so much for having me and
absolutely, absolutely.
Just letting me share That's my work.
Because sharing is caring. Brains, I need you to care. Go in and subscribe to every single thing that I am attached to on the planet. Linked, except for my bank account. LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk, iTunes, Mixcloud, Spotify, yada, yada, iHeart, and all the other RSS feeds. We're here to provide you light, love, and liberty. Free yourself, right? On the end.
Free your mind.
And the rest will follow. Hey, if we sing too much of it, then I'm going to have to pay for it. All right. I love you, Amber Jam.
I love you too.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.